back. This is Mark Hancock, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the last hour, we've been talking about a series of news stories related to what apparently is a move towards some sort of preemptive military strike against Iran. Keep an eye on that in the days ahead, with special reference to a number of the articles that we cited at the beginning of the hour, including Paul Craig Roberts' post today entitled, Only Impeachment Can Prevent More War, keeping in mind that Paul Craig Roberts is coming to this whole subject not from the left, but from the right. It'll be fascinating to see where all of this comes down in the days ahead in regard to the struggle within the American right over this whole issue of war and constitutional powers and the whole situation with domestic laws that are designed to increase the power of the federal government to be involved in surveillance of American citizens. This whole conflict is clearly not over. This morning we have a very special guest, Charlotte Iserby, who is a past senior policy advisor in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement in the U.S. Department of Education during the first Reagan administration. She blew the whistle at that time on a major technology initiative which would control curriculum in America's classrooms. She's a former school board director in Camden, Maine. She was co-founder and research analyst of Guardians of Education for Maine from 1978 to 2000. She served in the American Red Cross in Guam and Japan during the Korean War, in the United States Foreign Service in Belgium, and in the Republic of South Africa. Iserby is a speaker and writer, best known for her 1985 booklet entitled, quote, Back to Basics Reform or Outcome-Based Education, Skinnerian International Curriculum, unquote, and for her 1989 pamphlet entitled, quote, Soviets in the Classroom, America's Latest Education Fad, unquote, which covered the details of the U.S.-Soviet and Carnegie-Soviet education agreements, which remain in effect to this day. She's a freelance writer and has had articles published in Tom Winter's Human Events, in the Washington Times, the Bangor Daily News, and included in the record of congressional hearings. Charlotte, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm very well, thank you, Mark. And it's chilly here, and it's much chillier than it is where you are, I imagine. I'm on the river, and the river's frozen over, and it's very beautiful. And I'm just sitting
which,
in my...
Which river are you referring to, just for the listeners?
Well, it's the Kennebec River in Maine. It's a great river,
okay.
A very important river, actually. And we live at a spot where three rivers meet. It's one of the five meeting places for rivers in the world like that. It's fascinating with all sorts of wonderful wildlife and et cetera. And we just recently moved there from the city, and I'm really very, very happy in this sort of secluded, tranquil area. When one does the work that we're all doing, you know, you're doing it, I'm doing it, we all are. Paul Craig Roberts, thank God he's doing it this morning. You know, you really need to get away, and not necessarily as much as I did, but I've always lived sort of in cities and been in the Foreign Service and been all over the world where it's a lot of activity. And finally, I'm here, and it's very helpful to me to be in this environment. And but for those who can't be, I always say, look, just go sit on your back porch, if you have one, in the rain and covered, hopefully. And think for yourself. Put out all the messages that are coming from everywhere else. Start thinking, because you all have wonderful, wonderful minds. And
you know, we're going to go to a commercial break, Charlotte. When we come back, that might be the first thing I ask you. This whole business of thought process and speed of communications, the way in which many people have no time to really think through anything anymore. That may be planned, some of it, I suspect. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. We will be back with Charlotte Iserby. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar powered generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Charlotte Iserby, who served as the Senior Policy Advisor in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement during the first Reagan administration in the U.S. Department of Education. We're going to be talking about a series of things going on in the American educational establishment ideologically that have been problematic for years, where Mrs. Iserby is an acknowledged international expert in this area. Before we get to some of the specifics, Charlotte, of all of the things that you've written over a period of many, many years in regard to the threat to American education, as far as something that you alluded to before the break, I must confess, as one who has been, you know, involved in conservative political activism for quite a number of years now, that I confess to alternating sometimes between a certain degree of depression over the fact that I think I've had very little impact at all from day to day on the actual direction of American domestic and foreign policy, where I think we're virtually losing on every front. The other thing is this whole issue of bombardment. I am bombarded by so much information that sometimes I have to make some decisions as to what I read and what I attempt to process and what I bypass. Could you shed any light on how you deal with those two issues?
Well, I've just had one issue, the one of being too bombarded, taken care of for me by my internet provider. I mean, I'm in total disaster for me. I lost all of my ability to email the way I wanted, attachments, I think we will eventually work this out. It may have something to do with living out in the country. I don't have high-speed internet anymore. So that was sort of taken care of. And then I'm the kind of person that I'm getting on in life, and I've developed a philosophy where when something gets really bad and aggravates me, I've learned how to walk away from it. And so I sort of walked away. I thought, oh, well, heck, you know. And I was just thinking, it's just as well, you know, that I haven't got all of the information that I had before when I was in the city, that I, with high-speed internet, I'm able to sort out. It's sort of like when you're cleaning out a house, you know, and we just went through a big move. You have to throw out things, and you have to get rid of things that you think at the time, oh, I can't live without that, and then, you know, 10 minutes later, you can't even remember what that was. So
yes.
I think people, to make a long story short, especially parents, because there's so much coming at them, and they have young children, and the future really doesn't look very bright. And I think they should, first of all, get rid of the television. Really, just plain get rid of it. You can have one if you want to show beautiful films, you know, nature films and things like that, but just get rid of it. And, of course, if possible, they should be homeschooling. And if they can't, they've got to be very careful, you know, where they send their children to school, especially even if it's private school and Christian school, very dangerous right now, huh? And they've just got to be watching those things. But basically, you've got to, I think it's a very good book, I don't have it with me now, about winding down and using your own mind, realizing that you have probably a far better mind, maybe a more logical perception, understanding than all of the media talk has put together. And all of the New York Times, your mind is a precious, wonderful thing. And you have free will. You should not allow your mind to be controlled. And just spend a few minutes every day out on the porch or wherever it is that you can find that's quiet. And let your mind direct you. It's very, very important now because we are all, I mean, the White House, obviously, way back, it's been quite a while since we went into this horrible morass in the Middle East with a vengeance. But remember, I think that Karl Rove or one of them admitted how they got the people to go along, you know. It was just through constant repetition of the words, terror, this, that, et cetera. And it was successful. It was highly successful. The American people ended up believing that this war was, in fact, legitimate, when it certainly wasn't. You know, I mean, preemptive war, unless we change our Constitution, will never be legitimate. So anyway, realize that we've been had. And actually, the article I wrote recently, The Devil's Seven-Pronged Fork, I'd like to discuss that today, too.
Absolutely.
Goes into a great deal of that. And I had, with that article, doing radio interviews like right now for about 5 years, and I stopped one day and I thought, you know, I'm so tired of sort of beating up on the listeners and saying, you know, you shouldn't have let this happen. Why don't you wake up? Come on, get with it, folks. Please, please, later than you think. We're on borrowed time, all that. And one day I thought, well, you know, I've just got to somehow get off that and help them understand what happened. And that was when I started working on my, it started out being a five-pronged fork, and then I added two, the devil's seven-pronged fork. This just did not happen overnight. It did not happen with honesty. It was a diabolical plan. Sorry, folks out there. I know your listeners, they do understand that everything is planned in this world. You know, anyway, very carefully planned, consistently adhered to, you know, the five and seven prongs, which I'll discuss, the dialectic, semantic deception, gradualism, Federal Reserve, control of the media. I probably left something out, but anyway, we'll go through them. And I wrote it, and I felt better because I, too, realized that I had been a victim. We've all been victimized by The elitists at the top, they've had this plan for years to put us under world government. People may wonder, well, why would the elitists with the corporations, et cetera, and the CFR and whatever, why would they want a world like that? Don't they have children? Well, they want power. And they know that with the public-private partnerships that we have now implementing the controlled school-to-work agenda, which is the same as in Cuba, or where your children have no choice in their futures, they know that they are going to benefit from this because they're knocking out competition. The government is subsidizing businesses, and some little businesses, entrepreneurs, will go out, but they will do better. They will make more money off of your children. And so, you know, this is the why. People say, oh, I would think that's why. It's not that they're communists or they're fascists. Or all, they're putting that system in because it's very beneficial, you know, for them to be able to make more money. There will be an elite at the top and no middle class. We know that's going home at the auction, huh? And then you have socialism at the bottom where the poor are sort of well taken care of, but it's getting bad that way, too. So anyway, Americans have got to start thinking. They've got to understand how it happened to them. They were victimized. I myself was as well. And I have lived all over the world. I've been activist for, you know, since the, well, I've been involved overseas ever since the 50s. An activist on a national level since the early 70s. And I can see where I fell for a lot, especially, Mark, I fell for the conservatives. I fell for them in the 70s when I came home. I thought that their agenda was what I wanted. And
that's,
I was
large,
very close,
that's largely my story, too.
Yeah, I was close to these people. I still like them. You know, I don't want to dislike anybody. And there are times when I don't want to mention names. I did mention one name in this last article, but it wasn't necessarily picking at him. It was simply that he was the editor, I believe, of National Review at the time. And I did mention his name, but I don't think that anybody would be too upset about that. But it's true. I mean, how can the editor of National Review in the mid-1970s, this is all in my article, folks, at a cocktail party or reception or whatever, answer me when I asked him, why doesn't the conservative media and the organizations, human events, et cetera, why don't they ever discuss regional government? And he looked at me and he said, well, Charlotte, I guess he was part of it, huh? I guess they just don't think it's very important. Well, folks, regional government is communism. And it's what George Bush is putting in at the national level, international level with the North American Union. It's what every governor is putting in his state. Our state, Maine, is number one doing this. It's consolidation of our schools, and it is what a communist writer, Zeitlin, Morris Zeitlin, said in the mid-70s in the Daily World, you know, the old New Daily Worker. He said, regionalism is communism. All right, so back in the 70s, I was concerned. A lot of wonderful people have been, like Bernadine Smith, Don Bell, the late wonderful Don Bell, Maureen Heaton. I've referred to these people in this article. They must go to the website, AmericanDeception.com, for these articles on regionalism. And then, of course, the latest marvelous article is work that's been done on this is by Deborah Niwa on the emerging North American Union. But what I'm trying to say here, going all the way back around this circle, is I believe these people. I thought they were going to save us. And yet, what were they up to in the mid-70s? Nobody can tell me they didn't know what regional government was.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Charlotte Israby. Stay tuned.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Charlotte Iserby, past senior policy advisor in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement of the U.S. Department of Education during the first Reagan administration. She has an awful lot to say in her websites. If you can get to them, if you have a computer today, I would urge you to go to deliberatedumbingdown.com and americandeception.com. To learn more about her and her research. I was noting, Charlotte, at the during the commercial break, going to americandeception.com, that on your basic site there are all kinds of things related to education, government, magic, mysticism, the occult, the philosophical, physics, political, psychology, religion, scientific, secret societies, sociology, and spiritualists, just to name a few. And that there are 91 articles related to education on this site. In regard to education, then, if we have a move toward regional government, and that in turn is a stepping stone toward a full-blown world government, what are the specific things that have been done in the American educational establishment, ideologically and otherwise, to support this move toward world government?
Well, first of all, right now what's happening, which they've been, it's been planned for many years. I'd go back to 1934 with the Carnegie Corporation commissioned the American Historical Association to come up with a study of the social studies. And I was fortunate enough to, because I did inherit an incredible library from an elderly gentleman who became concerned after World War One, and he and two friends, they were in naval intelligence, put this library together, and he turned it over to me in the, oh, I guess it was the late 70s. And, that's what my son is working with, and I, the two of us together. He's very good with computers, on the AmericanDeception.com website. And so one of these books that I had was called Conclusions. This is Carnegie Corporation, 1934. Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies. Well, basically, it could have been Conclusions and Recommendations for the Demise of the United States of America as a Free Country. Because within it, it calls for using the schools to change America from a free individualistic economy to a planned socialist economy in the new order. New order, not new world order, new order. And that's a direct quote. And what Carnegie did, and the other foundations as well, serious business with Rockefeller, very deeply involved in the merger of Latin America, United States, and Canada, right, the Rockefeller family. But Ford, very deeply involved because it was the president of the Ford Foundation who, during the investigation of the foundations, told Norman Dodd that the White House gave them instructions to use their money to bring about a merger of the United States and the Soviet Union. So when I say just Carnegie, the interesting thing about Carnegie was, and is, that it has been consistent on the education front. Other things as well, but every 5 years, it seems, since 1934, it would carry out a major plan or instigate a major plan to take over the schools and to create a school-to-work agenda like the Soviet Union has. And, of course, Carnegie, along with Reagan in 1985, signed those massive agreements with Gorbachev and with the Soviet Academy of Science to merge our two education systems. Many people don't know about that. But that was Reagan, our great, wonderful conservative president. And so anyway, it was 1934, then you jump into the 50s, very involved in the federalization of American education, 1965, 1968, the National Assessment for Educational Progress, which is the 60% politically correct questions now that all students must take, including any private school that is charterized has to take that exam. That was a Carnegie plan. Carnegie put up the money for the Education Commission of the States, which actually is a council, a pact made between states, totally unconstitutional, on how to control education. So from one place, they send out all the directives. I think it was in Colorado, Denver, Education Commission of the States. The directives go to every state. Every state legislature has a member of what is the Senate Education Committee, whatever, who's a member of that. So that was a tremendous takeover right there. Then Carnegie continued with the technology initiative, which is why I got fired, because I leaked Project Better Education Skills Through Technology when I was in my office. That was basically run by Carnegie, Mark Tucker, who's now back in the picture with the total restructuring of the restructuring. So we keep going on and on with Carnegie and, of course, the merger with the Soviet Union, which, folks, don't, it's the Soviet Union never, you know, please, communism is so alive today, so much more alive than when the phony wall came down. That's what we're implementing here in the United States of America right now.
We'll be back with Charlotte Iserby. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Charlotte Iserby, past senior policy advisor in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement in the U.S. Department of Education during the first Reagan administration. Charlotte, you were involved, according to your own website, in blowing the whistle on a major technology initiative which would control curriculum in America's classrooms. Presumably, that had something to do with this so-called outcome-based education.
Oh, well, absolutely. Of course, technology is, and with technology, as B.F. Skinner, the noted behavioral psychologist who brought up his children in the early years in a box, when you get into the computers, I love computers, but if one really understands the surge of emotion that one has when they click a little button and they get what they want immediately, right? That is really what is taking place in the schools right now. And that's at a minor level because they're using it for the changing of behavior. And they're using the computer to bring about that through, you go through the different steps. If you want to get to a certain position, you ask the child. It's the Socratic method. It's in my book. People can read about it. You know, you use the Socratic questioning, and you can bring a child right to the position that you want, the government wants, the internationalists want, on the computer. But now that they've come out and they've admitted that the whole purpose of American education is the workforce training system and the heck with academics, the educators are not happy about this, although at the top they are cooperating. People think that the National Education Association, the conservatives, this has always been the bogeyman, the phony conservative line. Oh, you know, Charlotte, worry about the NEA. That's the real problem. And yet they would never talk about getting rid of the U.S. Department of Ed or what I was talking about, you know, world government and all that. You worry about the NEA. The teachers basically are quite innocent. And I have to say that my book has been very, very popular with public school teachers at the top. And if you look in my book, and the book, by the way, is free as a download, folks, so you don't have to buy it, but you're going to find you probably will want to because it's quite long to have to deal with on the Internet. But if you look under NEA Cardinal Principles, you will see back in 1976 an incredible paper that the NEA says doesn't exist now. Thank heavens, I got it from a public school teacher. It's a document called the NEA's Cardinal Principles, and in the back is there's a list of people involved. And, oh, my goodness, guess who? David Rockefeller, Ernest Boyer, top educators, Havik Hurst, Goodlad, Bloom, etc. So when you're thinking about the teachers' union and teachers out there, please understand this. You have been victimized more than anybody. They are in bed with the corporations, and they support school choice proposals, because the school choice proposals are basically proposals which will end up putting your child into workforce training for the corporations. And you think the NEA is going to drop off the face of the earth? All the teachers are going to be without jobs? No. They'll be pulled over. They'll just jump from the sinking ship, known as the elected school board, school that we have right now, onto the charter school, the workforce training sites, etc. That's it. And so they've been victimized, the teachers, that way. We've been victimized by believing that the conservatives were our friends. See, everybody's been victimized, and very cleverly, and that's why the article is important. I had a wonderful letter from just a plain gal somewhere out in California thanking me for that article. And she said, really, I've been dumbed down, too. She said, but for the first time, I really understand. She said, you made it very clear what has happened to all of us. And I was very happy to get that kind. I got, you know, other thank yous, too. But that was the kind of thank you I wanted. Because, as I said earlier on, I wanted people to understand that they were not so much responsible. That they have been, it's a diabolical, nothing could have been so exquisitely carried out without a hitch with all the wonderful people we've had fighting it through the years, like Heaton and Bell, and I go on, and wonderful Arch Roberts, who was the expert on regionalism. Thank heavens he's still around, but he doesn't have his newsletter anymore. But with all these people fighting, as we did, and close, we had some close victories, close calls too, but that they were able to put us under. They put us under. I say, you know, the eagles in my article, I said the bald eagle, you know, has beautiful bald eagle here over the river, is flying with two wings. We're flying with one, maybe a quarter of a wing. And so it was diabolical what they did. And, you know, we have to understand that, as this young gal said. She said, I'm so happy. She's making copies for at every level of her town, you know, the school, the selectmen, read it, folks, read it. And first of all, if you don't know how you're being manipulated, and over a long period of time, too, that's the most devastating part, how are you ever going to be able to stop this freight train? More than a freight train. So I urge people, go to the Deliberate Dumbing Down website, because that's free. I decided to put my book up there free. I wanted to get stuff out to people. But the other website, AmericanDeception.com, it is free at the moment. And people are going in there like mad. Thousands and thousands of people are downloading. Actually, we got a notice the other day that the service cut the service because the band wasn't big enough to take care of it. So people are going in there like mad. So what we've had to do, because it's very expensive to run this website, what the document, the Reese Committee hearings, 4,000 pages of those incredible hearings, the first time ever made public, I bought them, the last copy, 1953 hearings investigating the tax-exempt foundations. That cost $3,000. So that's a very expensive website for us. And what we've done is, and I want your listeners to know this, especially the computer-savvy people, when they go in, it says free still. I think we want donations badly. And what we're doing, anybody who gives over $50 gets, and this is the most, I said to my son, are you sure you want to do this, gets a disc with all the PDFs on that website. So all he has to do is click on the PDF. You know, you were talking about all the subjects. All he has to do is click. He doesn't have to download and take all that time and have the family mad at him because he's on the computer all the time. So that disc, you will get that free for a donation of $50 because we can't keep the website going unless we have help.
Yes. Well, this whole thing of the what this means in terms of the educational process in this country, moving away from a classic academic model, whatever we perceive that as, and moving toward this workforce-based educational system, which presumably is at the behest of the corporations that are moving us in the direction of a managed economy and a world government.
Right.
What do you see as all of the implications of this? In other words, when, in terms of the present state of American education, where presumably it has this workforce-based model,
right?
What is being eliminated from the educational system of the country, and what is being included for nefarious purposes?
Well, starting out, you know, in kindergarten and first grade, they're doing their own little testing, find out. It's terrible at such a young age, you know, where your child is at and what they feel he's going to be able to do in the future. He's going to be a work in a building as a, you know, as important as it is, being a janitor, or is he going to be a nuclear physicist or a ballet dancer or, you know, whatever. And then they gear the curriculum. So the parents are probably going to think, say that they're the parent of a child that has been determined to be not particularly bright. That parent is going to be told that he's getting English and math, and that's why the semantic deception is great. English, math, he's getting some history, he's getting, you know, whatever, and they're not going to be told that he's getting it at a level which is going to accommodate the needs of the buildings that need janitors. You know, for instance, his math will be how many, you know, bottles of Clorox do you need to add to water to clean a 5,000 square foot room or whatever? And so this is the way it will be done. Now, if he's going, they figure he's brilliant. You know, he's going to have probably the old traditional math that we used to have way back. And that parent will probably figure, hey, that's great. You know, but nobody's going to really know. They won't know until eighth grade. Or seventh grade, probably earlier now, when they take the child out of the classroom and he goes into the work site, which is happening right now. I always say, look, you don't have to go to the Soviet Union or China to see this. Go to Cuba. And it's exactly the same thing. It's been implemented. It's in. It's going on right now in the United States. I'm sure in San Antonio it's going on. And the child is at the work site part of the day. And he's getting his workforce training at a very early age. Then what's happened with the latest restructuring, it would go all the way back to the 1800s, huh? But anyway, the latest Education Week, December 20th actually, says U.S. urge to reinvent schools. Education groups favor parts of sweeping plan, call others too drastic. It's called, this is a report, you can go on the internet, people, for it if they want, called Tough Choices or Tough Times, unveiled December 14 by a prominent panel, which I call the usual suspects, right? I mean, really, I love that. Didn't that come out of a great movie or something?
Yes.
The usual suspects, that prominent panel, included former U.S. Secretaries of Education and Labor, retired governors and mayors, state and local superintendents, all traitors in my mind. Huh? Its vision for what's ailing American education and how to fix it takes on virtually every sacred cow and special interest group in the system. Among its proposals, teachers employed by states, rather than districts. See, that's what our nasty governor is up to now, our Governor Baldacci, where the number one state putting in the consolidation of schools. So the teachers will be employed by the states rather than the districts. Isn't that nice? State, not local, financing of education. You like that, folks? Well, I hope you understand what that means. Total control, of course. They've got it already, but, you know, this is really carving it in stone. Schools no longer run by districts, but by independent contractors. How do you like that one? No elected school board. You're going to have independent contractors who would be, say, here in Maine, right where I live, near Bath. I used to live in Bath. They have Bath Iron Works. Right? So that would be the contractor for Bath, Maine. So my children, if they were still there, my grandchild, would be being trained by the contractor in how to weld. And here we go. Teenagers who take exams at age 16 that let them enroll immediately in community or technical. Let me turn the page. I've got the phone under my chin, and I hope that I'm not going to disconnect us, but I'm warning, I might. Here we go. I'm trying to find page 17. And what is it? Okay. What did we go for? Okay. It says, teenagers who take exams at age 16 that let them enroll immediately in community or technical colleges. High-quality early education available to all four-year-olds and to all three-year-olds from the low-income family. I always feel sorry for the low-income people. They get the biggest blow from the brainwashers. Okay, now, Richard Riley, former U.S. Secretary of Ed and Clinton, see, they're all the same, Clinton administration, and a member of the new Commission on the Skills of the American Workforce. He said, this is a systemic, I hate that word, systemic, that means all of us are connected by some link, approach, which I think is very good and new and different. Oh, what a joke. New and different. They've been planning it since 1934. Now, the quote, the best thing that we can accomplish out of this report is a national conversation on all of these issues. Watch out when you see that, folks. Watch out when you see task force, national conversation. Now, the commission was convened by the Washington-based National Center on Education and the Economy. Now, that's the old Carnegie Corporation, Mark Tucker outfit that in the late 80s and early 90s under Bush Sr. and then Clinton and all who, they started the whole thing. So, of course, Richard Riley says it's new, huh? All right. It was commissioned by that group up in Rochester. They used to be up in Rochester, New York, because that's where the minorities were that they experimented on. All right. Its work was supported, now guess who, by, guess by whom? Grants from the Seattle-based Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Baltimore-based Annie Casey Foundation, Indianapolis-based Lumina Foundation for Education, and the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, based in Menlo Park. Now, responses are guarded, of course. While many education groups appeared eager to join the conversation, the report seeks to inspire. Their responses suggested they'd rather pick and choose among the proposals. That's the way they usually are. Now, the call for high-quality universal preschool drew unanimous praise, of course. Everybody loves those little children of ours. And let's see. This says, Anne Bryant. Finally, we do get to a half a brain working. Anne Bryant, the executive director of the Alexandria, Virginia-based National School Boards Association, described their report as groundbreaking. Quotes, but went on to question how much ground can be broken without destroying what works in American education. In particular, she cautioned against reducing local community involvement and contracting with outside organizations to operate schools rather than have districts run schools themselves. Now, this is important. Thomas Pezant, commission member and a former superintendent of Boston Public Schools, argued that a recommendation to have states assume total financing of education. And now, listen, because this is what I was talking about the child they determine is going to be a janitor. Okay. Argued that a recommendation to have states assume total financing of education and to allocate money to pupils based on their needs could provide a way out of current school finance lawsuits in many states. That's a huge carrot, he said. All right, now what that means is, obviously I don't have to tell your listeners, the little guy, who probably is a genius, but they've determined that he's going to measure Clorox, he will have $5,000 spent on him, whereas the one they've determined to be particularly brilliant will have $15,000. All right? Okay, I hear your music coming.
The infamous background music. We'll be back with Charlotte Iserby. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Charlotte Iserby, who is an educational expert, and particularly in the areas of outcome-based education and the influence of B.F. Skinner in the deleterious direction of American education, the way in which American corporatist models are being used to replace classic academic education with the whole notion of a workforce-based education. We'll continue our conversation with her, but I wanted to warn our guests, plus our listeners, that, of course, in the next 10 to 12 minutes or so, this is typically the segment in the program when we have a series of commercial interruptions, and then there will be a longer period of time for more continuous conversation again. As far as the Republic Broadcasting Network is concerned, you can support this network with your gifts to the extent to which you are able by contacting us at rbnlive.com or at 1-800-724-2719. That's at rbnlive.com and the World Wide Web, or calling us at 1-800-724-2719. New RBN T-shirts are available, again, using rbnlive.com or notyranny.com, or giving us a call at 1-800-724-2719. Aaron Russo's new DVD is also available through the Republic Broadcasting Network by giving us a jingle at 1-800-724-2719. Or contacting us on the World Wide Web at rbnlive.com. And that new DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism, is available for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. I now have my own copy of that DVD, and we'll be looking at it very shortly to get up to speed on exactly what is on that DVD. I've heard nothing but good about it, by the way, in regard to outlining a series of very serious issues that we need a political and historical context in which to understand. And I understand that Mr. Russo's DVD is an excellent educational tool for achieving that purpose. Again, you can have that for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by contacting us at rbnlive.com or at 1-800-724-2719. You can also give me a call today to talk to Charlotte Iserby at some point during the broadcast. That is at 1-800-313-9443. Charlotte, back to our conversation. Keeping in mind we're going to be interrupted several times in the next couple of minutes, you basically then have a circumstance where in this corporatist model, this globalist model for governance and management, are we talking about a situation where they've decided that the entire world is just one gigantic market, that they want to control markets, they want to be a political elite that is managing everything centrally on a globalist basis, and therefore they need an educational system that will facilitate individual cogs in the machine simply doing what they are told by their globalist masters, and also eliminating materials from the educational system that would reinforce older models that would tend to contradict the globalist ideology. I want to pursue that with you when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Charlotte Iserby. Stay tuned.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.